Benson Trefoil Guild, written by Helen Horton. Autumn is well and truly upon us, and as the days grow shorter and the weather grows colder, our thoughts start to turn to Christmas. Yes, I know it seems to be earlier and earlier every year, but forward planning is everything. Bearing that in mind, October is the month in which Benson Trefoil Guild plan their tree for the St. Helens Church Benson Festival of Christmas Trees. This year the theme is Christmas traditions, and we chose our decorations to suit the theme by making beaded candy canes complete with decorative bells and ribbons. Some say that you can trace the origins of candy canes back to the 17th century, and a choir master at Cologne Cathedral, who wanted something to pacify children during long Christmas services in the cathedral. The hook at the top is said to symbolise a shepherd's crook, while the stripes and peppermint signify the purity and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Over time, candy canes became a popular decoration for Christmas trees and are now a much beloved sweet Christmas treat. Our members were very industrious, making two or three candy canes each during our meeting. Benson Trefoil Guild is open to new members. If you would like to join us, we meet on the third Tuesday of every month at the Mill Stream in Benson. If you would like to know more about membership, please look at the Trefoil Guild website at trefoilguild.co.uk, or just come along to our next meeting. Although we are part of Girl Guiding, you do not have to have had previous involvement with the Girl Guiding movement to join Trefoil Guild, and we do not wear a uniform. We offer fun, friendship and enjoyment in a supportive environment, catering to all interests and abilities. Closing quotes this month are about Christmas tradition and candy canes. Christmas is a day of meaning and traditions, a special day spent in the warm circle of family and friends. That's by Margaret Thatcher. Candy canes make everything seem a little more magical. And that's by Chloe Harris.